When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. Yes, you can have a favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, also known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I'm all over the place, y'all. If this is your first time hearing my voice or seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media, over a million people now, to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about the potential of a narcissist, holding on to that potential from the beginning of a relationship. I tell people all the time that the relationship dynamics of a narcissistic relationship are kind of like a roller coaster. I think it's as a roller coaster. As a hill. It starts off at the top of the hill. Well, yeah, the narcissistic relationship starts. It's kind of like dating in reverse. All the good stuff happens at the beginning. Like the narcissist uses at the top of this hill, at the beginning of the relationship, all the good stuff happens at the beginning. The I love yous, the future plans, the love bombing, the clapping cheeks and getting your cheeks clapped. It's all over the place. Just round of applause, cheek clapping. You know what I mean? Literally, that's how it goes right there. So I think, if everything is heavy at the beginning, that means there's going to be very little left at the end. So you're exhausted. You know, a normal relationship, it starts from the beginning. Like, it starts off with a low point and it builds up over time, gradually. It takes time to get to certain milestones and points. But in a narcissistic relationship, it's the exact opposite. It doesn't take time to hit those milestones. We were saying, I love you 2 weeks in. We were living together a month in. We were inseparable 2 months in. And then guess what? The mask, after I got pregnant or after she got pregnant, the mask slipped and they turned into a totally different person. It felt like they had me trapped and they knew what to do. And I just can't let go because I'm holding on to the potential energy of a narcissistic relationship gets so many people enthralled and so many people sucked in. And it doesn't take very long to get there either. I've talked to people who have been holding on to the potential from the beginning of their relationship for years. 10, 15, 20 years. I just know that they're capable of doing it. They just won't do it. How do I get them to do it? How do I get them to go back to the beginning? You know, and I get people who are four. I got a message this morning on Instagram. She said she was 5 months into the relationship, 4 or 5 months into the relationship. And she's already holding on to the potential because this person told her he loved her a month in and made promises and plans, but it keeps lying to her and manipulating her. And she thinks he's cheating on her, but she can't prove it. She was like, he won't let me, like his phone is completely locked up. The computer said, when we live together, he's got a requirement for me to sign. I have to sign a relationship contract with him. And I have to be required to be married by the end of the year. I was like, girl, please get the hell out of there. What are you doing? Like, it's the potential. I just like the potential because it was so good in the beginning. I'm like, you're still in the beginning. You're 4 months into the relationship. This is still the beginning. You already gaslit and manipulated to the point where you're going crazy. That potential energy is nothing. Potential energy means nothing unless it's used. It's nothing. Kinetic energy is what you want. You don't want potential energy. Why do you hold on potential? That potential, if nothing happens to that potential, it just stays there. It stays potential. It stays as a ball of wasted time, effort, energy. Kinetic energy, moving energy is what you want. You want things that are moving. Going, you know, on the roller coaster ride, it goes up and down, circles. You don't want, imagine standing at the top of the roller coaster while you're watching everybody else ride the rides. That's how it is sometimes in a narcissistic relationship that you refuse to let go. You're standing at the top of the roller coaster and everybody else is riding. You hear everybody, yay! And sometimes they scream because some bad things happen. Bad things are going to happen in relationships. Like, every relationship is not going to be perfect. But guess what happens to you? You're standing at the top of the roller coaster. You're not going on the ride. Because everything happened in the beginning, the ride is over. Like, I tell people this all the time. A narcissist, like, it's like a bank, like a literally like a bank. In the beginning of a relationship, the narcissist goes to that bank, you, makes a huge deposit of love, care, and affection. And sometimes money, they make a huge deposit, and they live off the interest of that deposit. They live off the compound interest of that deposit for the rest of the relationship because you know what they can do. They make this huge deposit of love, huge deposit of cheeks. At the very beginning of the relationship, they are living off the residual interest from that for years. And then when they feel like it's running low, they go make a smaller deposit. It's not the same deposit from the beginning. They go back and make a smaller deposit. But it's enough for you because you think, okay, this is a little small deposit, but like it's like an installment plan. Yeah, they making installment plans. They pay me installment. They pay me in monthly installments instead of a lump sum. I prefer monthly installments. That way I can gain interest. Nope. This is a no interest bearing account right here. You'll be getting no interest. Matter of fact, you'll be paying interest. You are paying interest, not that. You won't be getting interest on your money. You paying interest. And so that's what happens. They live off the residuals, and that lump sum in the beginning was so high, so big, it could be a financial lump sum, financial thing. It was so much that you could live off of for a long time. So no matter how bad they treat you, cheat on you, do whatever to you, beat on you, whatever they have, whatever they do, you still hold on to that. You try to go back to that. I'm going back to that. You know, I know what they can do. I know it's possible. But then I tell people like you. You gotta leave before it get too late. You gotta leave before you become one of these sad stories that I hear every single day where people are in their 60s and 70s. They knew they should have left in their 20s and 30s. They just like, and those stories are super sad. And some of these people get in their 60s and they leave. They say, I'd rather die by myself than spend another one of my living moments, living breaths with this person. And I think that's extremely strong right there. But the narcissist is chilling. We made that lump sum deposit and we are living off the interest. Like it's an interest bearing account because we're going to get everything from you. You're going to give your all to the north. You're going to give your all to us. You're going to give everything that you have because guess what? We made that lump sum deposit and you want to thank us for that. You want to show us that you are deserving of that lump sum deposit. So you are working hard for that. You are working hard. So your hard work based on our lump sum deposit is the interest from that lump sum deposit of love, caring, affection, and sometimes finances in the beginning. We are living off the interest of that now. So every time you get sad or happy, every time you get sad or your feelings get hurt or something like that, we just let you know, like, hey, you know who I am. You know what I can do. Give me time. Give me time. And it's always give me time. Give me time. Give me time. Ask for some specificity, y'all. People, y'all scared to ask for specifics? If you're scared to ask your partner for specifics, it's time to go. Like, how much time do you need? Don't worry about how much time I need. I just need time. Give me time. You scared? If you're scared, you got to go because there's no communication there. Your voice is not being heard. And I don't tell everybody to leave. You're just breaking up all these relationships, brother. Like, I would hate for my wife and my girlfriend to see your page and break up with me, brother, because you are just terrible at this. Nope. I don't tell everybody to leave. If your voice is not being heard, then what is the point then? Silence is a killer. Silence kills. Communicate. People want to communicate. People want to be able to communicate. People want to make sure their voices are heard and that they matter. But if you are sitting in this relationship for a very, very long time, an extended period of time, and you feel like your voice isn't being heard, then what is the point? Oh, is love? Love the point? You love this person so much that you're willing to lose yourself and give yourself up, and then they leave you for somebody else, and you get broken, and you have to waste 2, 3, 4, 5 more years healing from this relationship because you should have left earlier? The longer you are in a relationship that you don't want to be in, the longer you are in it, the longer it takes to heal. So if you're in a 3-year relationship that should have been 1 year, it's going to take you a year, something to heal. You may be healing forever from that. You should have left year one. You should have left month one. But nope, you were in love. You never felt this way before. Your feelings, your emotions, Lee, you wouldn't understand. You don't have emotions. You're a devil. I'd rather be a devil, demon, whatever y'all be calling me, a Jezebel, than sit out here and waste years of my life on somebody that don't deserve it. Take your power back. It blows my mind. People keep saying that narcissists can't love, but then it blows my mind that y'all waste the gift of love on people who don't deserve it. That blows my mind. I just, okay, you keep saying narcissists can't love. Narcissists can't take care of their kids. So imagine being able to love and being able to love your kids, but keeping them in a toxic situation because you're not strong enough to leave. Because your mind is trapped, because you're in love, because your feelings are so hard for this person that's treating you terribly. Which one of those situations would you rather be in? Wasting your years of your life or be the person that can emotionally disconnect because he has a personality disorder? Research over me, sir. Shout out consciously. You know what I mean? Take your mind back. Take your power back, because if you don't, I'm telling you, waste the time. The time is something you cannot get back. I don't care how you can get on your keto diet. You can get on whatever diet. You can go to the gym. You cannot get that time back. You cannot get that youth back. You cannot get the prime of your life back. Take your power back, because I'm telling you, stop holding on to potential. Kinetic energy only. Potential goes nowhere. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I got to get ready for my one-on-ones today. If I know people ask me how to do the one-on-ones, there's a link in the description of every one of my videos. Also, in all my podcasts, on my TikTok, Instagram, whatever. You know, I do it over Zoom or phone call, FaceTime, whatever. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. 5 stars on Apple, please. Mental illness is out. Peace.